From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. One day after the North's pledge to end its nuclear tests raised cautious hope with both South Korea and the United States, President Donald Trump said Sunday that the North Korean nuclear crisis is far from over, but that he has hopes ahead of a planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Senator Bob Corker on ABC's This Week says he's not going to get too optimistic about the much-talked-about meeting.
Withdrawing from it would be seen by the international community as an indication that the United States is not a reliable partner. Iran has many options, and those options are not pleasant.
And that was Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif warning that the push to change the Obama-era Iran nuclear deal sends a very dangerous message that countries should never negotiate with Washington. Trump has demanded the flaws in the 2015 deal with Iran, made with six major powers, need to be fixed. President Trump will host French President Emmanuel Macron for a state visit next week as the Iran nuclear agreement hangs in the balance.
I'm glad they're meeting. I think all of us look at this with great caution and skepticism that's been going on for 25 years. And obviously, Kim Jong-un has learned about public relations and is setting it up well for him.
Dozens of shops in the Nicaraguan capital of Managua have been looted in protests and disturbances sparked by government social security reforms continuing into Sunday. Human rights groups say at least 26 people have been killed in several days of clashes. You're listening to VOA News. A suicide bomber struck a distribution center for Afghan voters' identification cards Sunday morning in Kabul, killing at least 48 people and wounding more than 100 others.
Withdrawing from it would be seen by the international community as an indication that the United States is not a reliable partner. Iran has many options, and those options are not pleasant.
According to officials, most of them were waiting in line to receive identity cards.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast, and when I arrived at the scene, we helped many wounded people to carry them to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards.
It's the most serious attack in Kabul since about 100 people were killed in January. Security remains a major problem ahead of upcoming elections.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. At least four people died when a nearly nude gunman opened fire at a Waffle House restaurant near Nashville, Tennessee, early on Sunday. The death toll could have been higher if not for fast action by a 29-year-old hero by the name of James Shaw Jr., who snatched away the shooter's AR-15 rifle.
At the time that he was either reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling, and I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop.
Police identified the suspect in the carnage as Travis Reinking. He apparently is still on the run. Well, for every man, woman, and child on Earth, there is roughly 1 ton of plastic trash, according to a recent study. Advocates say tackling such a huge problem can start with a tiny step. With Earth Day on Sunday, they've been asking people to skip the straw. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
Nearly every drink comes with a plastic straw. But have you ever wondered where they all go? Straws are among the most common items found in litter cleanups around the world. The nonprofit Ocean Conservancy has been holding cleanups like these for more than 30 years. Sarah Kohler is with the group's Trash Free Seas program.
And over the 30 years, volunteers have collected over 10 million plastic straws and stirrers off of beaches and waterways and coastlines around the world.
The group says the ocean is strewn with 150 million metric tons of plastic trash of all kinds, clogging coastlines, ensnaring wildlife, and each year another 8 million tons wash in. The problem is expanding rapidly in the fast-growing coastal nations of Southeast Asia. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.